Welcome to the best of Drew and Mike. And being December, Zot Ford is celebrating their Built for the Holiday sales event, during which you pay what they pay. In other words, you don't have to be an employee to get an employee discount on select vehicles. Lease an 18 Ford Escape as low as $123 a month. No plan, no problem. Or lease a new 18 Ford F-150 Super Cab 4x4 as low as $144 a month. No plan, no problem. Don't delay. Zot Ford, Built for the Holiday sales event will be finished too when the holidays are over. And while you're there, don't forget to give Maz a nice hug.
Or a big wet kiss.
Maybe not.
As long as it's consensual.
Okay, there you go. Hall Financial is a top mortgage company in Michigan for client service and big supporters of our show, and we thank them for helping us through 2018 and way back when. David Hall and Hall Financial are the team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or refinance. Here's what somebody says about them, one of our fine listeners. If you're going to work with someone in the Metro Detroit area, this is your team. From start to finish, they were attentive, made the process easy, checked in with me every 2 days, even if there was no news. On top of the elite service, I closed on my home 2 weeks early. They averaged 14 days. Even the sellers were impressed, so said our client. Also, holiday time is a great time to refinance, as you can help your cash flow by not having to make a payment. See why over 500 clients are raving about Hall Financial. HallFinancial.com. You won't be disappointed. John Gosselin.
Oh, this is the most infuriating story of the weekend.
No wiener. No, didn't even take his shirt off.
That's not why this story's infuriating, though.
Well, he claims he broke the internet.
Well, we should just play his explanation of what really happened.
I was pointing out, I had got the internet all weekend. I didn't have any problems. I don't know about you. It didn't seem broken to me.
Well, you know, everybody, especially if you listen to us, saw the poster where he was performing at the Mail Review. So the thought is, oh, Gosselin's going to strip. Which, whatever strip means, totally nude, partially nude. But as soon as we called them, we sniffed it out. It was April 1st.
And he was total BS.
It's gross.
Yeah, there's no way.
Be nude.
People didn't want him to strip.
So now he put up a Facebook post as to explain the truth.
Oh, God.
And what's really going on. And he sounds just like our impersonation.
Is he sounding very Gosselin-esque?
Oh, yeah.
Post?
And he looks like such a dick.
Hi, I'm John Gosselin, and I just broke the internet.
No, you didn't.
And I messed with the media a little bit. So, guys, everyone wants to know why I did this. Well, let me tell you a little bit about myself.
Don't.
I've been under media scrutiny for a good part of my life, 10 years. And
you put yourself out there for the media scrutiny.
Yeah, you did a television show with your 8 brats. You had twins, and then you still took fertility. You had your wife take fertility medicine, and then you had 6 more brats.
And nice railing on the media when you knocked up or dated
Kate Major.
Kate Major, who worked for Us Weekly.
Yeah, you stupid fuck. You only see like 6 of your 8 kids because 2 of them are sick of you.
But it's real love.
Media scrutiny for a good part of my life, 10 years. And with filming in the media and doing all those things, it's an editor's decision on how I'm portrayed. Well,
no, it's not. You
from
add
my
material.
Standpoint, I want to tell you directly where I'm coming from personally. When it comes to the media, some are worse than others. Which brings us back to the original question.
Which brings us back.
Why did I do this? I'll tell you why. Because I wanted to give myself the best 40th birthday present ever.
What a child.
I wanted my family and my friends to be there, and why not have a huge party?
He wants his family and friends to be there. How many of his children were there? Right?
His family.
I want my family.
Who in his family would want to go see that stupid show?
Well, maybe my 8 kids.
Glad there's so many whores in your family that want to go see all these guys strip.
What child wants the greatest 40th birthday ever?
This strikes me as revisionist history.
All right, I'll stop interrupting. Go ahead, John.
The floor
is yours.
And why not have a huge party in an amazing venue? Stripping? Who said I was stripping?
You.
I tell you who said I was stripping. Some of the media said I was going to take my clothes off. Based upon a flyer that said debut, April 1st, April Fool's Day, where do they get stripping? Oh, I get it. Men Untamed. Men Untamed is a choreographed male burlesque show, not a strip club. It's even located in a state-of-the-art facility in Atlantic City.
We called your asshole boss and asked, and he didn't tell us. He was very unclear as to what was going on.
And we said this was all bullshit and April Fools, and you would never strip because you're disgusting.
Oh, you're so smart, John, and everyone else is so dumb. I can't believe it.
Oh, I get it. All male review.
I'm smart, and everyone else is dumb. I finally proved it. I'm so cool.
Inside Caesars. Here's another thing. Not only could I have my 40th birthday party here and have my family and friends and pay myself, I could donate a portion of the proceeds to my favorite charity.
$1.
St. Jude's. St. Jude Children's Hospital has always been near and dear to my
heart.
That
dollar wisely,
a couple years
St.
ago,
Jude's.
We were able to visit, and it has always been my go-to charity. What started out as a great social charity. Experiment turned out to be an incredible experience. And I'm glad Planet Earth still cares about me. Stay tuned for more in 2017.
No.
There is a lot more to come.
No. No, we will not be staying tuned, you dope.
C-U-M.
When you tell the media that you outsmarted them, they tend to take it personally. So I think your next event will probably not get the same amount of attention, you dumbass.
What started out as a social experiment, you can now call me Dr. Goslin.
I wonder what the portion of the proceeds was, by the way.
Oh, $1.
5%.
Portion
max.
Of the proceeds is the biggest lie.
Believe me.
Hear that.
We know as well as anyone. It can be complete bullshit.
0.00001%.
Ugh.
In a reputable place like St. Jude, and he comes in and says, this is where this money came from this
hoax
of...
Oh, St. Jude should turn it down. we don't take money from all male reviews. So
we should call St. Jude's and complain that you're taking money from all male reviews.
John Goslin. Who wants to throw their 40th birthday party at an all male review? So he posts this on Facebook. You want to hear some of the replies?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
So far, there's only 135 likes. What do you think John could do a little better than that? Let's see. Good job, buddy. Those that know you are a very laid-back guy. Never stop being you. That's from Chris Good.
Oh, Jesus.
Hell y'all. I don't like to give my time or money to the media. It's best to hear from the persons themselves. I don't even expect an explanation because most things aren't anyone's business. LOL. Happy birthday, John. And good for you helping out St. Jude's.
LOL. Why is she laughing out loud?
I don't know. There was nothing funny in there.
I don't even most things aren't anyone's business.
That's her LOL. Katie Rudnick. I think that was great. A zinger to the media.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
just believe everything you hear, you idiot.
This dope Devin Klotz. This just blew my mind. It was the best April Fool's Day joke ever.
Oh, God.
Wow. Well, that blew your mind?
Yeah. Sounds like your mind is easily blown, dude.
Well said, John. Hope to see you next time at your Cheers Tavern.
Okay. Heather Anderson. LOL. I love this. Seriously? 2 exclamation points.
Which just went into it laughing out loud.
Yeah. LOL. 3 exclamation points. I love this. Seriously, 2 exclamation points. You are awesome. While you are awesome. Happy 40th. Smiley face emoji.
Oh, God.
Peggy. This is a great show and a great way to celebrate the big 4-0. Congratulations, John. I bet you he's hit on every chick on here, by the way. Shelly Green. Excellent job, John Goslin. I hope your B-Day was a blast. Seashells from Instagram. Oh, she's probably sending him nudes all the time.
This is the frightening thing about this is I wonder, he probably gets laid.
Oh, yeah.
Being this idiot.
So
I liked my April Fool's. I was on TV for 10 years.
Want to see my penis?
I'm pretty important. It's because I had 8 kids. I only wanted 2.
Dude, you rocked it. Happy birthday. You rocked it.
Rocked nothing.
I have been a fan for years. Go, John.
A fan of what? What is he a fan of? His fertility?
In vitro.
Oh, my God. Be a fan of the fertility doctor, not him.
And then this guy just put, cool video, bro. Which is so facetious. God. Cool video, bro.
Yeah, there's a few jump cuts where John's at a different location when he starts talking again. Clever.
I think that's most of them. He's been scrutinized by the media most of his life, 10 years. But yet he's celebrating his 40th birthday. Math is off a little bit.
The media has been so horrible to him, but he got everyone back with one stunt.
Who's laughing now? LOL.
He fooled everyone. LOL. He took the media. The media took the bait, and John wins. Plus, he shut down the internet.
Oh, are there new reviews on Untamed because of Gosselin? And it's a bad one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
327. So this would have been before his thing. Oh, my gosh, this is long. I feel terrible for writing this because the dancers were actually really sweet guys, but this review is awful. I can't believe it has 5-star reviews. My friends and I were going to Atlantic City for a bachelorette party and planned to spend Saturday night at dusk. Dusk. Every time I hear names of clubs, I always think of Stefan from SNL. Atlantic City's hottest new club is Dusk. So we got ourselves on the guest list. We were contacted by someone at Dusk the night before.
Oh, they got in the guest list?
I know.
Oh, aren't you somebody? Ooh!
They asked us if we'd like free tickets to their mail review taking place before the club opened. Of course, especially as a bachelorette party, we jumped at the chance. Although we were admittedly skeptical about the availability of free tickets on a Saturday night. Then a couple of minutes of the show starting, we knew why it was free. The entire thing seemed very new and disorganized. The stage was quite small. The dancing was off. There were pauses in the music when transitioning songs. What? how sexy can a male review actually be if the dancers don't wear anything less than boxer briefs? ! There were hardly any actual routines. I think there were 4 total. And only 2 hot seat opportunities. What are hot seat opportunities?
Maybe that's where a chick is put in the hot seat.
Oh, and then they...
People dangle their wangs at them.
And then John comes out, and he rubs his erect penis on your thigh. One thing I'll say about this, though, is that it's meant that they just could spend more time out in the audience. Whatever.
How much time did this chick spend writing this review?
Has this chick ever been to a casino, too? The drinks were really bad. They hardly had any alcohol in them and pricey. My vodka seltzer was $11. Oh, boy. Well, good for you, honey.
Oh, pfft. Her too positive.
Yeah.
The dancers were nice guys. The other was that our bachelorette is pretty shy when it comes to this kind of stuff, but she felt comfortable going up on stage into the hot seat for routine because of how tame the show was.
Oh, boring.
I don't think these outweigh the negatives by a long shot, but felt they were worth mentioning. I always try to be fair.
Well, then give it 2-star. That sounds more like a 2-star review, honey.
Bottom line, if you can get tickets for free, it's something to do. What? If you can have no sense of opportunity cost, honey? So you'll go for free to a shitty show? Oh, my God. What a lame attitude. I think it's ultimately still entertaining in some respects, but definitely not pay for the show. You'll be disappointed.
Oh, man. Oh,
my God.
Hey, it's still a holiday season where people and family come together and wishes come true. It's Wyatt Hoop McInerney Starlink, and they're still celebrating the season by hosting the annual Link and Wishlist sales event. At Star, the amazing prices will make America's premier luxury car feel like it's their gift to you. They have a great lineup of SUVs, including the sporty MKC, the new option-laden Nautilus, and the Lincoln Navigator, the 2018 North American Truck of the Year. Plus, they have the popular MKZ sedan and the legendary Lincoln Continental. Tis the season where Detroit's most accommodating and knowledgeable sales team will connect you to the car of your dreams, including our very own Jimmy D. Give him a phone call at 855-567-STAR, or you can email him at jimmyd@starlincoln.com. He'll answer all your questions. Be a part of the Lincoln legend. Come see Star's beautifully remodeled showroom. It's the perfect environment to shop, test drive, and then take home the Star of American luxury cars. It's the Lincoln Wishlist Sales Event. It runs right now through January 2nd at Star Lincoln at 12 and Telegraph in Southfield.
It's been a great first year for the Yaldo Eye Center Drew and Mike podcast partnership, as many of you have taken advantage of Dr. Yaldo's free comprehensive evaluation and then decided on either custom CATS LASIK, the world's most advanced. Many people 50 plus have gotten the multifocal implants that give you precise near and far vision for life, and others have opted to stick with the old technology and get great frames and lenses from Dr. Yaldo's classy new optical department. Now, please, if you have a Flexer Health savings account that has to be used by the end of the month, get the free evaluation, put your remaining 2018 funds as a down payment to get surgery when you're ready. Plenty of ways to save, see better, and enjoy a better lifestyle without the hassle of glasses and contacts. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
You know, Jay pointed something out that I mentioned at the very beginning of the broadcast, and that is your list of, your 2016 list of emergency room.
Yeah, there's
things people get in their butt.
Yeah, or, you know, or any of their holes. And then maybe tomorrow or another day we have horrible things people did to their penises, how they injured their penis. Ooh. So pick a hole.
I'll go with a butthole.
Oh, you want to go straight to the butt? You know, skip over nose or ear or penis hole?
Oh, he cares about that.
But
what did people get in their butt, lodge in their buttocks this year?
Skip over vagina. Year. Okay. Rectum.
Yeah, we can go with vagina, too.
The proper term, Drew. Rectum.
Okay.
This is from, who's this from? The Consumer, U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission's database of emergency room. Oh, these are all people that had to go to the emergency room.
Of course.
Rectum. Quote, using a vibrator last night, thought was inserting in vagina, interrupted by mom and sat up quickly, inserted in rectum, cannot remove. Mom!
I love how they have to make it sound.
Rectum damn near killed him.
I like how this girl.
To make it sound like it was his horrible accident. The guy said way too much.
Well, it was a girl.
She should have just said, I just got this thing caught in my butt.
Okay. I love that she was interrupted by mom.
Well, yeah. I mean, that just. What does that have to do with it? Why would someone shove it in your ass because your mom interrupted?
Because you're trying to hide it. You're trying to stick it in your vagina really quick.
Why don't you just throw it on the bed?
Why is that any better? If you sat up quick and stick in your vagina. Number two, wine cork wrapped in paper towels, electrical tape, and a condom.
Hmm.
So kind of a homemade version of a dildo.
Okay.
10 broken crayons.
10 broken crayons? Were they wrapped together, perhaps? Were these individual efforts?
Maybe they were trying to get one to go in that didn't break, and then after the 10th try, they just said, forget it, man. They're all going to break.
Wonder how long they tried to
get them out?
Yeah. Or if they waited till they would come out naturally.
I would bet you they waited. They tried everything before they went to the emergency room.
Does it list what color they were going in versus out?
Well, as Clark would say, they all came out burnt sienna. Right.
64 colors.
Flashlight.
Flashlight. I think that makes a list every year.
Yeah, that's pretty standard butt insertion, right?
Yep.
This is another. I like the quotes where they're descriptive.
People with the flashlight, I think people are really challenging themselves when they do that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, don't you immediately think of like one of the mag lights?
Yeah.
As opposed to maybe like one of the pen flashlights? Yeah,
no, it's not the pen flashlight.
No. Well, why would you bother sticking that up your rectum?
They don't even need to make that clear.
Quote, per wife, patient sat down on a screwdriver and it went up his rectum.
Sat down a screwdriver nude? The screwdriver just happened to be at the perfect angle when they sat down.
Two dildos in this one person.
Two in one? What, they put the second one in to get the first one out?
Yeah, they thought it would attract the other one out. Quote, put a pencil up rectum to make bowel movement to get gauze. Wait. I'm just going to read it as they wrote it. Put a pencil up rectum to make bowel movement to get gauze. Patient swallowed to come out.
Swallowed.
So they swallowed some gauze, and they thought of the way to get it out of the body is to put a pencil up their butt.
Somebody lost control of the pencil.
Yeah. It just slipped. Million
you
to
gotta
one.
You've got to tie it to your hand somehow. You got to have a rope around your, a string around your wrist. Come on, haven't you ever done this before?
Like in Stranger Things when they would go in the other dimension?
Yeah. Of course.
Let's see. Plastic melatonin bottle. That's medicine bottle. Possible shot glass. Possible. Quote, rectal fissure masturbating for her boyfriend using a hairbrush in her rectum yesterday.
Hairbrush? Okay.
A nail cuticle tool. Oh, that would hurt. Those are very pointy. An egg timer.
An egg timer?
This next one. A curtain rod.
Oh. Wow, the curtain rod, wouldn't you think you'd get it out?
Well, honestly, taking the curtain rod down to stick it up your butt would be a lot of work. Just getting it off, the treatment, right?
Yeah. But a curtain rod, it's long. How can you not get it out?
It's collapsible. Let's see, quote, ice pick in rectum to push hemorrhoids back in. That is the worst excuse ever.
How long did they think that went up?
Probably on the ride to the hospital. Handle of a toilet bowl brush, a hammer, nut and bolt.
A whole hammer?
Well, I don't know if the claw end. I would assume it was just the maybe it's the whole hammer.
Jeez.
Nut and bolt, quote, smiley hand toy from vending machine. Mom noted a rubber hand protruding from rectum.
Who is this in, the child?
Mom! Mom noted a rubber hand protruding from the rectum.
Hey, there's a rubber hand protruding from your rectum. What's going on there?
A bingo chip.
A bingo chip?
Yep.
That can't just stay up there?
Apparently not. A decorative pumpkin. Can't just
stay up there. A decorative pumpkin? A
decorative pumpkin. A bowling.
How do you get a pumpkin in there?
A bowling pin.
Wow. Again, it just seems like
I don't
so easy to. I mean, Drew, I guess once you lose control of it, you lose control of it.
I think most things probably just get stuck with part of it coming out, right?
Yeah, not enough of it coming out to get a grip on.
Hence that rubber hand that mom saw.
Right.
Quote, shoe shine container allegedly intoxicated. Did not know girlfriend inserted object. Wink, wink. Wink, wink.
What? How wasted was his girlfriend? I mean, did she really look hard for something stimulating? A shoe shine?
Shoved it in his butt and he didn't notice?
What was it exactly? The shoe shine?
Shoe shine container.
Like a kiwi.
Yeah, kiwi. Yeah, a little bottle.
Okay, I was thinking of the box that holds all this stuff. It's a foot stand and everything.
Shine box. A tub drain cap. Wife's 6-inch vibrator. A broom handle. Well, here's the guy playing third base.
Wait, the wife's... So whose wife's butt are we talking about?
Well, his.
Oh, okay.
A broom handle.
Is it really that important to say it's his wife's? I mean, well, the vibrator's in his ass.
He doesn't want people to know that he bought it or that's his. Like,
oh, it's your wife's. That's fine. I thought it was your vibrator for a second.
It's the first time I've ever done this.
Of course, it is in your ass.
It's the first time. I don't know. I didn't know what I was handling. A baseball.
There's always a baseball every year. That's a yearly event. Remember the softball?
Yeah,
the guy claimed a line drive hit him.
Yeah. With his pants went down, through his, facing the other way.
He happened to be taking a whiz or something at third base, the hot corner. Somebody hits a line shot.
I call time. Oh!
It just went straight in there.
A salt shaker. Male. This is another quote. Male.
He was spreading his cheeks. He was mooning the umpire. This is a bad call. He was spreading his cheeks. And the softball just got lined in there.
Do you remember when Greg Nettles did that?
Did he get a softball in his ass?
No, he just mooned the umpire.
Yeah, spread his cheeks too. That was gross.
Google it, motherfucker. Isn't that what Sebastian Bach would say? And then finally, quote: male using plastic toy vibrator that broke off in rectum but left without treatment. So he just took off from the emergency room.
Wow.
He probably think, oh, there was one thing I didn't try. I'm out of here.
There's got to be another emergency room that's got a record of some guy coming with a broken.
Yeah.
Coming in there.
Do you want to know people putting their penis hole?
I'm just wondering, like the flashlight one you said, if they put it in backwards so they try to have the light come out their mouth.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Oh, yeah. Now you're talking.
Listen to this lie.
I don't the penis hole thing. I don't think I want to even hear this.
Well, just listen to this one lie for the penis hole.
Okay.
Had pebble stuck in penis while swimming in lake 3 weeks ago. Of course, there's a pen cap and a pen.
Oh. Oh, people are weird.
Carved down piece of domino, incised penis, inserted domino piece into penis. No, wants it removed.
Oh.
Look at the last one.
Oh.
On that list, marble and penis. Cut penis trying to get it out.
Oh, this is why I can't stand the subject.
I just want to read the quotes. Let's see, for vagine. Let's see.
Stuff gets stuck in there. Why can't you go in and get it out?
Well, you know, when one is a small painting kit or cigarettes and lighter. Who put their cigarettes and lighter up there? Part of silicone dildo broken off. Placed a bobby pin in vagina. States, she doesn't know why. Put a bouncy ball in her vagina. It stuck. Was masturbating.
Was it necessary to say it was a bouncy ball as opposed to just a ball?
Gotta be very descriptive. Sharpened pencil, half bar of soap, pointy toy pig. Quote, boyfriend stuck bottle. The cap came off and it got stuck.
Ooh.
Went swimming. Went to remove tampon. Can't locate it. USB adapter. I don't know why I found that one so funny. Six screws, three paper towels, and then sat on top of a dollhouse, and there was a spiked roof.
Wait, she's got a whole dollhouse in there?
Yeah.
There's got to be somebody in there with car keys, right? Some dude in there looking for car keys if their whole dollhouse is in there.
Oh, man.
Mark, look at the nose when you're talking about the quotes.
Yeah, stuck a raisin.
Or the note, there's two of them under the nose.
Stuck a raisin up his right nostril. Brother tried to remove it with tweezers, but patient moved. Was laying on his back at school when an eraser fell into his nostril. No, it didn't. He was trying to be funny. There was a throat one, which, why is there not video of this? Now, this is evidence that people don't videotape everything, Drew. Playing with a blow dart gun, blew the pin out, it hit the wall, flew back into the patient's throat, and he swallowed it.
Oh. Oh.
Prove it.
I know. I want to see video of that, right? Accidentally swallowed a pill bottle while taking his medication, the whole bottle.
Hope you can celebrate the holidays with Zot Chrysler Jeep and Zot Dodge Ram's Big Finish event, as they want to pass on the most significant savings of the year to you, our loyal listeners. The Big Finish event, you can lease the truck of your dreams, the all-new 19 Ram Bighorn Super Crew 4x4, completely loaded for $169 a month. If Jeeps are your thing, how about a 19 Jeep Cherokee Limited at $149 a month? And for the first time ever, Zot Chrysler Jeep will drop an additional $1,000 off the very best deal you can find on a brand-new 18 Jeep Wrangler. Nobody discounts Jeep Wranglers, but during Zot Chrysler's Jeep Big Finish, they do. See details in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. Retirement is fast approaching for many of us, but deciding exactly when to retire can be daunting. You don't have to do it alone. Luke Nowacki can help you determine if you can say, I can do that, like Derek, or I don't know how to do it, like Derek. For instance, it's not ideal to have to work 10 hours a day through retirement. Call Luke today at 248-663-4748 for a complimentary consultation to discuss your retirement plans, regardless of where you are in the process. This is something you don't want to wait till the last minute for. Call Luke Nowacki, 248-663-4748. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, and services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
Brandon said something that was really interesting about somebody that none of us are really going to care about, Frankie Valli. Of the Frankie Valli
right,
Four Seasons. But it's a really crazy story about, let me see if I can.
Was it covered in Jersey Boys? Isn't Jersey Boys about it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
My parents love that play.
Yeah. They made a movie out of it, too.
I know.
I saw the movie.
They love it.
The movie was really stupid. I thought. I'm trying to think of the Four Seasons big hits. They had quite a few, but he goes way back. I mean, we're talking mid-60s to late-60s. I think he had a couple hits in the 70s, like My Eyes Adored You, which is an abominable song. Oh, What a Night, late December back in 63, which is the last time
I remember doing it.
Yeah, that's them.
Oh, God, stupid.
I know, it's horrible. Horrible music. Anyway, he met this girl whose mother was a big fan, and she's got pictures of meeting him when she was 6 years old, and then I think there's another picture when she's 12. And then when she was 16, she was suddenly kind of hot.
Hey.
And her mother gets backstage at all these shows. I don't know what the mom was doing, like blowing the road crew. But anyway, he suddenly digs her because she's this hot 16-year-old, and he has sex with her. And she's, of course, just completely blown away. He's 39. She's 16. He's 39. And she's like, oh, my God, I'm having sex with a star. It's the first time she had sex. And she's totally in love with him. And then the next, show she goes to, she starts flying to certain locations to see him play, and he flies there, pays for coach, by the way. Anyway, she's immediately in love with him. For me, there was nothing else. She's just written a book, by the way, which he's not going to like. Big Girls Do Cry, My Love Affair with Frankie Valli.
That book's out. It's been out.
After having sex with Valli the first time, the singer said, "Now don't do this with anyone else." And he's not only married, he's bawling chicks all over the place. In certain cities he does not invite her to.
Wow, I didn't know he's such a hound.
Oh, yeah. He added that it was late and she should get going home. Mm. I was smart enough to say, "Can I have your phone number?" And, of course, he gave me his manager's number. Asshole. He drove. Of course, she's 16, so what else are you going to do? Kirkwood drove home and left her at midnight, her mother waiting up. "Did you have a good time? Did you see Frankie at all?" "Yeah, Mom. Thanks for letting me go. Night. Love you." Not long after, while still attending high school in her native Youngstown, she asked her mother to drive her to Akron, an hour away, where Valli had summoned her to get on the tour bus. Her mother promptly put her on birth control. "I'll never forget what my mother said to him that day. Take care of my daughter," Kirkwood writes. He respectfully shook her hand. Kirkwood thinks her mother had the misguided notion that Valli was her daughter's ticket out of a tiny Ohio town off the chicken farm in which they were living with Kirkwood's grandmother and several aunts. Her mother had been abused as a girl and suffered from mental illness. Her parents divorced when she was 4. "My mother was so twisted in her own pain, she would have done anything to get me out of there. So April joined the tour for a few days. It never crossed my mind I was his Ohio groupie, his hookup, his lay on the road," she writes. "But there she was, stashed on a cramped tour bus with no doors, only drapes, expected to have sex with Valli while his bandmates and crew listened."
Ugh.
Nice. "That was awful," she says. "The most embarrassing thing, but she was a teenage girl on the road with one of the most famous men in the world." Well, that's a stretch. She was confused. "Sex with a celebrity, what's the protocol?" she asks. Valli would summon her to get on a plane or a bus. He'd pay, always coach, to meet him in cities such as Akron, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Syracuse, in Holiday Inns. Wow. Holiday Inns?
What year? That was nice.
This is the 70s.
Yeah, okay.
She never questioned why he didn't fly her to San Francisco or Chicago or New York City. "He was so glamorous to me, I think I could have met up with him at McDonald's. He was uneducated and unsophisticated, but she adored everything about him. The way he put French fries on top of his burger and smashed it all between the buns.
Oh, gross.
The gold chains and velvet suits.
A monster.
His dictates that she stay beautiful and never talk too much."
Yeah.
That's really attractive.
That's pretty normal.
"It was a first-generational Italian-American thing. If you can't sleep with it, eat it or drink it. It's no good to me." She went back to high school and dreamt of marrying Valli, even though Valli already had a wife. Then she saw the latest Four Seasons album, a blonde model named Marianne in the cover. She knew the next Mrs. Valli had been chosen already.
Aww.
"That really killed me. After a night together in Syracuse, and Valli lit a cigarette after sex and care, she said, 'By the way, I think I'm going to marry my girlfriend.'" She never gave up hope she would eventually be the one.
Wait, when did he say that to her?
After sex, while he smoked a cigarette.
Yeah, of course.
It was actually started. He started the sentence after the second contraction.
"By the way."
She listened to his endless complaints about his wives or girlfriends while the 5'4" singer strutted around the room naked.
Oof. Tiny little man.
Frankie vented about his relationships as if he wanted to come clean somehow. He vented about what he said to Marianne when she wrecked his car. I could sense that Frankie was still fuming as he recounted how he instructed the maid to get Mrs. Valli on the phone. He's worried about a wrecked car? Doesn't he have insurance? Breathless and stunned, I always sat on the side of the bed wrapped in sheets, knowing that once again I was considered Miss Almost Good Enough. This had become a recurring nightmare upon returning home after brief stays with the legend. And then she eventually meets this guy who she brings to the show, I think, which is pretty stupid. He has a quote here somewhere. "She was a pal when I needed one. But because I'd been hurt before, I resisted what I was feeling about her." Because he'd been hurt before? He's 39, she's 16. What an ass.
Huh.
For her part, she searched for men who reminded her of Valli, and she married and divorced twice, men she calls her substitutes for Mr. Valli. Neither husband had a chance, she thought, only of Valli and what she could do to convince him she was worthy. "I did anything, not just sexually." Whoa. She did anything.
Hey.
Oh. "That he wanted. Because deep in my heart, I believed that one day I would be the next Mrs. Frankie Valli."
Oh, boy.
And
she was 16.
He lost 2 kids, one to a drug overdose, one to slipping on a fire escape. Jesus. She was 19 at the time, been due to hook up with Valli in Hawaii. He disappeared from her life. 5 years passed. She was living with
Frankie Valli replacement number two, a man named Billy, when the singer himself summoned her to Chicago out of the blue. She was elated. She went to Saks, bought dresses and lingerie that she couldn't afford, and headed off to the airport, giddily flying coach from Ohio. Always coach. In my mind, Frankie had waited for me to grow up. I wasn't his little plaything anymore. She spent two post-show nights with Valli until her boyfriend showed up. She was furious at the boyfriend, as was Valli, who sent her packing.
Oh,
what's this guy doing here? Get out of here.
He's already gone, though, Valli.
She cried the entire flight home and felt more trapped than ever. Here she was in a tiny apartment in a suburb of Ohio, living with a boy of 18, convinced beyond all reason that he had ruined her best chance of becoming the rich, respected wife of an icon. You didn't ruin anything, honey. A few days later, the phone rang. It was Valli. Work on your marriage with your husband. Maybe we'll talk soon again.
Click.
I know. It sounds like there's no back talk.
No give and take.
Gives quick instructions. And he's on his way. Kirkwood knew she'd never hear from him again, went into a deep depression. She spent days unable to get out of bed. If I'd been committed to my career as I was to Frankie, I'd be running my own private Ivy League school by now. Oh, I don't think
yawn.
So.
Yawn.
Kirkwood eventually settled for Billy, marrying and having two children before divorcing him nearly 20 years later. Her certainty she'd never see Valli again was unfounded. Nearly 15 years later.
Oh, what?
In 1995, he must have had some flashback, yeah. Some sexual flashback must have happened. And she resumed hooking up with him on the road. Little had changed. After sex, Valli would complain to Kirkwood about his latest wife, Randy, who was 26 years younger. Oh, so she was younger. She was 3 years younger than Kirkwood.
Randy.
Whatever her first name is. Randy. She told him about her newest boyfriend, Ron, another Valli doppelganger, this one married.
My God, why is she obsessed with this dude?
So stupid. April, if he's seeing you, he probably has other girlfriends too, Valli told her, as if he wouldn't know. If by some slim chance he does leave his wife, you'll become the wife and someone will replace you, bitch. He didn't say bitch.
Oh,
Kirkwood couldn't believe the hypocrisy, yet she looked past it, just as she looked past all the things she heard from his entourage about Valley's issue with food and eating disorder that had him binging on maple syrup.
What?
She looked past the night Valli couldn't find her and instead tried to sleep with her aunt. How could you look past that? I can't believe that.
Her number, by the way, is listed on her website. If you want to call her.
Yeah, hell yeah, let's call her.
You want to hear some reviews for her book?
Sure.
It actually came out a while ago, so there's plenty of...
I'd like to read it. I've had some great laughs in that book.
Plenty of one-star reviews, including the very first one that just says, ridiculous!
Well, she sounds pathetic as hell.
One star. Horrible book. Most of it talks about her growing up. Talks about her growing up, her background. Who cares? I bought it to read Scoop on her and Frankie Valli. Maybe not even a chapter talked about him. Save your money. Another one star. Even worse, it's uninteresting to the max. Spare yourself and your money. Another one star. Hoping for something of interest about Frankie Valli. Just sour grapes about the author. One star. If you like poorly written books with virtually no substance, you ought to love this one. Glad I got it from the library because it isn't worth $1. I read half of it thinking it had to get better. Because it couldn't get worse, but it did. In addition, this April Kirkwood has a serious case of conceit and a sense of self-importance. You can't get through about three pages without reading about how beautiful she is and what a fantastic body she has. Her opinions, of course. Supposedly the book was about her very long-term affair with Frankie Valli. Very little insight to Frankie Valli, the relationship, or anything that wasn't all about April. She must be a real obnoxious woman. I also suspect she's a liar.
Well, she's 23 years younger. She never goes away. If she was that hot and she wasn't such a moron, he probably would have married her. She sounds like a real idiot.
Another one star. This was not an informative book about Frankie Valli. It had virtually no story in it, only ramblings of a groupie that dreamed of marrying someone famous.
And he nails the aunt. Well, she's not around, so he nails her aunt. I mean, that's... It seems to me that would probably, for most people, that would be more than a relationship could stand.
Here's another one-star review, the last one. Pitiful 40-year-old groupie doesn't get Frankie to marry her, writes a book about it. People are just trash. It has more one-star reviews than any of it.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. Still, she couldn't escape, and when Jersey Boys debuted on Broadway, she went tears streaming down her face the entire time. She cries too much. This is my story, even though I'm not in it. This is my truth.
No, it's not your story.
Innuendo about girls on the road or about one of the wives. What killed me is that I'd been there for the whole thing.
Oh, she met him again in 2005?
Yeah. As always, backstage.
Now she's due.
She tracked down his email address after an airline stewardess sold the story of her affair with Valley to the National Enquirer.
Ah!
She'd written something like, "See, at least I never sold you out."
Please leave your name and number at the tone, and I'll return your call as soon as I can. Make it a great one.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Oh my God, April, that's so much pressure. Make it a great one. Hey, it's just the Drew. That's a great mashup, by the way, you're listening to in the background. This is the Drew and Mike show, and we were calling. I had read a story about your book, Big Girls Do Cry, and wondered if you had a few minutes to talk about it. We were discussing it on the program. Jay, you want to leave the number? Good luck to you. Enjoy the mashup. Thanks, April.
Hey! Bye.
Okay, wait. 2005, she meets him one more time. She sends an email because she's bragging that she never sold him out to the National Enquirer after this other broad did. I mean, not that...
She wanted him back.
Not that he treats women like complete dog shit, but see, at least I never sold you out. I mean, he treats women like shit. Valley Star standing backstage with Ron, her husband, marched over, finger-pointing. Kirkwood thinks Valley's fourth wife saw the email. He sees me and starts screaming, "How dare you email me?" She says, "I'm always in trouble with him. It never goes right because he's an asshole."
Yeah.
Unable to stay away, she tried again. On Thursday night, Valley was playing a show in her Ohio neighborhood at a venue called The Lake Club. Boy, sounds like he's still pretty huge. Can you look up The Lake Club? I'm curious what I bet you the maximum attendance is 300.
I was looking at his... the other events he has coming up. The Lake Club, where's that?
The Lake Club in her Ohio neighborhood.
Youngstown?
Yeah, she's from Youngstown. She'd bought a $995 Hervé Leger dress. Two tickets, one for herself, one for Ron. She takes her fucking husband?
The Lake Club is a country club. So he's performing at a country club.
Oh, classy venue.
But, you know, he's got a few other events coming up.
She arrived at the venue 3 hours before showtime, clutching a copy of her book. Oh, Big Girls Do Cry? She went looking for Valley. I talked to someone from Frankie's Cap, and he goes, "Oh, you're her."
Oh.
She tried to give him the book, which she'd inscribed. "No fucking way. I'm not touching this." She spent the next few hours asking waitresses and staff where she could find Valley, and when she got close,
what a stalker.
8 bodyguards came out.
Ooh.
They also refused to take the book. Duh. Kirkwood and her boyfriend took the seats. Oh, it's her boyfriend. In the fifth row, Kirkwood sobbing her way through the entire set. Wait, she buys a $995 dress to try and get him to inscribe her book about what a dick he is? What are you, stupid? What, he's going to go, "Oh my God, you look so hot. I'm going to forget these 200 pages of bullshit and nail you one more time."
Well, she's not allowed to email him.
She got drunk and her boyfriend took her home and put her to bed. "I'm heartbroken. Personally, I think Frankie's a motherfucker. But he was the love of my life, and I don't think he ever cared for me."
Clearly. Nice learning curve.
Though she said it before, this time Kirkwood, now 57, says she really means it. "I'm done. I am so done." But that's no reason to be done. I mean, if everything was okay up to that point, and she put on a she went and bought a $1,000 dress and bought fifth row seats to see this dick, and he won't sign her book. Of course he's not going to sign the book, you idiot.
He's coming to town.
Well, you're not looking at the good things he's done.
What is she thinking about?
He's coming to town if you want to see him.
And she takes her fucking boyfriend to this. What is wrong
with
her?
She's trying to rub in his face. Her new boyfriend. Good luck with you and your boyfriend.
April. Oh, I'd love to talk to April.
Well, we left her a message.
Should we call back and see if she listened to the message? Just on the off chance that she's going, "Oh, I missed an interview.
Where do you think he's playing?"
Sold some more copies of my book.
In this area, where do you think he's playing?
Okay, wait. It's going to be the place where...
I'm surprised.
Wait.
It's not. It's not. I know you're thinking of Andiamo's show.
Yes, exactly.
It's not Andiamo's.
It's not?
No.
Is that too big for him?
Eagle. Nope, even bigger.
It's bigger than that?
Yeah, he's playing the Fox.
He's playing the Fox? Yeah. Who else is playing? Just him?
Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons on Broadway.
It must be a Debbie Reynolds type audience. Average age,
probably
like 90.
The biggest tickets are $328.
Hey, hang on. Oh, it's April? Sweet.
Hi, April.
April.
Hey.
April.
Who is this?
How you doing? It's Drew and Mark.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you? How are you doing?
We're doing fine. How's the book doing?
It's doing wonderful. I'm driving right now, though.
Where are you going?
Was I supposed to hook up with you guys somehow?
Well, yeah.
I'm in trouble.
I'd love to hook up with you. You look very attractive.
Where do I know you guys from? Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke. No, this is really a radio show. Okay. I swear to God, we were just talking about your book. In fact, when you called back, I was just questioning when the last show that you went to in the $1,000 dress, the $995 dress.
Oh, yeah.
And you got the fifth.
What show is this?
It's the Drew and Mike show.
Okay, hello, Drew and Mike. Nice to chat with you.
Nice to chat with you.
With the Ledger dress. Yeah, that didn't work out so well.
Yeah, April, I'm trying to figure this out. Okay, first of all, you go with your boyfriend. You get the fifth row seats, and you tried to get...
By accident, yes.
Okay.
It was one of those times when you file in, and as fate would have it, as always, I was in the fifth row, right in dead in the center. It got ugly. It got real ugly fast.
April, you bought the $1,000 dress, the Ledger dress or whatever, because you wanted to impress Frankie, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I just wanted to look good. And I also, now I'm going to just be honest, I've always wanted an Hervé Ledger. And I thought, well, you know, this would be the perfect opportunity for me to have an excuse to do just that.
Okay.
So I did, yes. But I did it. Those are beautiful clothes.
The other excuse is that Frankie would see you. He'd remember how attractive you were and what a wonderful time you guys had in the sack. And, you know, he was very attracted to you.
Yeah, that was true, too.
He was. But you took your boyfriend. How could you take your boyfriend? That seems kind of disrespectful.
It was disrespectful, and it's caused a lot of chaos and a lot of confusion. And I actually... Since the first book, we have a second edition coming out, which is much more literal and concise. And it really taught me from that first book how much more healing I needed to do and what a head twist that whole first love Frankie Valli thing did and how I really wasn't over it at that moment. I was not. In fact, when I go back and look at some of the interviews I did, I'm thinking, what a mind shit I was in. Excuse my language. That I just was not as evolved. I thought as a woman, you know, you get it out there, you get your story, and you're going to get so healed by this, and telling your truth is going to fix everything. And for me, all it did was take me down further into how much more work I had to do.
Did the first book also...
we don't care about the work, but...
Did the first book also teach you to dish more stories about Frankie for the second book?
No, it taught me a lot more about my personal life and my childhood.
I got that part.
We figured that part out. The thing is, though,
it does get a little juicier because I have people in L.A., and I'm not going to give any names, and in Chicago that are trying to turn this into a movie or Broadway show. From the little girl looking up on the stage and all the events that had happened leading up to that. And we would have really loved to have Frankie got more involved. I mean, he could have turned this into a...
I'm sure he didn't want to.
April, that's what I was trying to figure out. Now, you go to the show, you're wearing the Hervé Ledger dress, you look so hot and all that, but you are with your boyfriend, and you actually took your book and thought Frankie would sign it?
Well, I guess I'm an optimist, and I guess I'm naive. I know, it was very bad.
He wouldn't even be seen publicly with you.
The book.
But he wouldn't even be seen publicly with you. How would he sign a book? I mean, the book was basically talking about...
I thought maybe he would take me like normally what he normally did when I did something wrong, which would be take me backstage and give me a real, you know, lash whipping, so to speak, verbally, like... How dare you do this to me? Blah, blah, blah.
Now let's get it on.
Yeah, get it on. Let's have some good makeup sex.
No. You know, how could you do this? This was terrible.
Now I had reached
out to him. Wait a minute. And giving me the benefit of the doubt, I had reached out several times to get permission to write this.
And then to get it on.
And then it pissed me off because I'm like, well, if you're going to ignore me, either you don't care. Or now you know, you have the wrath of a woman, an Italian woman.
But April, after he married these other girls, I mean, wasn't it painfully obvious he didn't care? I mean, he married four women.
I didn't know. During those years, in fact, we've been going through with my editor, I actually was so stupid. Now, remember, this is before computers, TVs. There's only one local newspaper, three channels. I actually did not know about Marianne all that time. I did not know until he was already divorced.
Which wife is
Marianne Callahan?
Which wife is she?
The one he really loved, the one who was only 20 when I was 16.
Is she wife one, two, three, or four?
Two.
Okay, but you knew about wife one.
Right, but that had been done because she was an alcoholic.
I thought he, wait, April, hold on one second. Didn't he say that he was going to marry somebody? You were actually in bed with him after his second contraction, or maybe it was after sex?
That was the third. That was way down. That's not when I was a young girl. And that's not when the media and the press was very quiet. In fact, for years, they had even lied about his age.
But after number three,
if you recall,
after he said he was going to marry,
after number three, I know. After number three, I did get it. After number three, but you have to understand, Frankie's getting divorced and married. It took me a while to figure out when he was married and when he was divorced, when I was hooked up and when I wasn't, when I was married and when I wasn't.
But April, you would have dumped anybody for him.
At that time, until I got a little older, and then I did something very conniving for my own mental health. Anytime I ever went to see him after that, I brought somebody.
You cry and get it on.
Yeah. No, I didn't cry. I brought my daughter, or I brought my son, or I brought my aunt, or I brought my girlfriend.
Yeah, he tried to hit on your aunt.
How hot was your aunt?
Yeah, was your aunt hot?
No, not actually, but she had a... She had a dynamic personality. We are kick-ass girls, and we are a lot of fun, and we're very honest and open.
But he's Frankie Valli. I would think that, you know, if he's looking for a disposal, that it's going to be somebody hot at least.
Yeah. It was. And I think the fantasy of women, and I blame this on all of us and men. And I can't speak for men, but women want what they want. They don't listen to what men say. And they decide that they're going to change somebody in their heart of hearts. Like, you might meet a girl and say, I'm just really screwed up. I'm out for a good time. And then the girl lies and says, I'm out for a good time. No, we're not out for a good time.
But he hit on your aunt. He'd already been married three times.
That's not a very nice person.
And you did cry. You cried through the entire show when you were there with your husband. Did you?
I did. That was really bad.
April, didn't your husband go? You're so out of here, bitch. You're crying. You're into this guy.
Now go get it on with him.
Yeah.
April? No, I think pretty much it was an embarrassment for all of us. And I think it was embarrassing for me. And I think it had a lot to do with, gee, there's a lot more going on inside of me that has to be worked on, that has to be done.
Nice.
And that's when I really started to go into some really deep self-therapy and healing.
Self-therapy?
Well, I have two masters in counseling, and it's like physician, heal yourself. I was a social worker. I'd been in the field for years.
Okay.
I mean, and you're thinking, and then I'm thinking, where the hell did I, how did this happen to me? How did I have such little self-esteem for myself?
I'm equally
stunned.
I would
put up with this shit.
Yeah, that guy was brutal.
I mean, that's like that guy was brutal. And also I was not married to that man who I was with, who was the reason I wrote the book, because he's as brutal and mean as Frankie.
Yeah. April, let's say...
they were like twins.
They were twins. Oh boy. When does your next... when does the updated book come out?
It comes out next year. And also...
Next year. Okay, let's say you're on a book tour.
And, wait, listen to this. Listen to this. Oh, and now I'm doing choice life coaching for women. And the really beautiful book is the third one, which is called Surrender Dorothy, Rose-Colored Glasses Required, on how the hell people like me and you and other women quit picking bad men, making bad choices, seeing life through a very distorted perception.
Did you try giving Frankie that book too?
Yeah, get him to sign that book. It's not about him. Maybe he'll sign it.
April, what if you're on a book tour and it just happens to coincide with Frankie's tour and you guys run into each other and he gives you that magic look again? What are the odds that you and Frankie would get it on again?
You know what made me fall out of love with Frankie? And I will tell you throughout all these years, and it just happened two years ago. I saw him in an interview.
That is Frankie Valli?
He's so cute. Oh. No. I saw him in an interview, and he said, it was an interview, a national interview, and I was in a bar, and it unfortunately comes on blaring. It's like synchronicity. And he said if he had to go into one of those bomb shelters with one person, who would he pick? And do you know what he picked? He said, I would like to go into a bomb shelter with three hot girls. And I thought to myself,
what if you're one of them?
That is not the kind of man I want to be with any longer. I would want someone to say I want to be with the person I'm madly in love with.
He always had more than one woman.
No,
always.
No, he's a womanizer.
What if you're number one?
Well, clearly.
What if you're number one of three?
No.
I think you would.
I'm not attracted to that guy anymore.
What if
I'm
he's like, I've learned so type. Much. I've learned so much in my wise years, and you're the woman I want to be with, and I'm sorry I messed it all up. Will you take me back?
No. I don't think I'm
and
that
here's
a girl.
Here's an 8-carat ring, and I want you to tour with me and get it on.
I don't think I'm the girl he would want.
April, you'd be going
No, but
a second.
He does. That's everything he says. Everything he said. And then he says, by the way, pull that book.
And then he sings he dedicates My Eyes Adored You at the show to you.
I don't think so. I think
you'd go for it. I think you'd get it on at least once.
But I will tell you, I do see flags. If I see a cute Italian that resembles any of my weak areas,
Frankie.
I go the other way. Yeah.
Frankie, if you resemble
Frankie.
Well,
you go the other way.
I run for the hills because I'm like, you know why I like Frankie? I want to tell you why girls pick guys.
Because he's a big star?
Because I wanted to heal the same issues I never healed with my mother and father. They were about the money. They were superficial. They were cold. And I thought, I can fix him. I can make him happy.
What if he comes up to you and says, April, you finally fixed me. I'm happy. I'm sorry about all my mistakes. I just want to be with you and get it on.
He can't fix anybody. It's a self-help job, dude.
You'd get it on with him.
It's a self-help job.
Well, no, he says, April, I read your book. It's a self-help job. You fixed me. I'm cured. I want to be with you. I made so many mistakes.
God.
Will you marry me and get it on?
One more time.
Guys.
Get it
in
on.
In a perfect world.
Would you?
April, you would. You know you would.
Totally would.
No, I don't think I would.
April, what if I said he was on the phone right now and he wanted to talk to you, conference you on the air? You talk to him in a second. Admit it.
Oh, my God. You're making me break out in a sweat. I'm in South Florida right now.
You still want to get it on with Frankie.
No.
But he wants to marry you.
Okay, just just a quick oral.
No.
What? No.
How about an HJ?
No.
Just a quickie.
No.
April, I love you. How about an HJ?
Just a quickie.
No, never.
For old time's sake. On the bus with the crew listening. No? Not even if the crew's listening?
He says, April, I fixed myself. You fixed me. I don't even want an HJ or a BJ. It's going to be all about you. I want to marry you and go down on you and get it on. How about that? Is that a good scenario?
I don't think so.
There's got to be a scenario. Yes, you totally
would. Are you
would.
Bored tonight or what?
You totally would. And I'll
goodbye,
buy 500. I'll buy 500 copies of your book, April. That's what he said.
500,000.
500. Okay. 500,000. We'll get it on.
No. Hey guys, take care. Thank you for calling.
April, we already had to go. Sorry.
Bye.
Bye, April.
See you. She totally would have gone back in every one of those scenarios.
I know.
I would just like to say.
He wouldn't even have to say.
Get it on.
He wouldn't even have to say he fixed himself.
No.
All he says, I want you now.
He would have just ran into her and, hey, let's go get it on.
She's cuckoo about him.
I know.
I'm surprised she hasn't been in Playboy or.
She's pretty.
Yeah, she was really pretty. Actually, she looks pretty good.
Yeah.
She's 57, so he's 80, so that might be a factor.
Ugh.
He's 83. Oh, he lied about his age. That's right. He's 26 years older. Ah.